B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together. This is PG with Roxanne Wilder and Mark Jason.
What's up, Roxanne?
So happy to see
so
you.
So Buck
in here.
Was in Italy. Were you living through his Instagram and
yes,
Facebook?
Yes, oh, and I man. Just would write one comment, jealous. Jealous, jealous. That's how I really feel when I see him going down the river in Venice.
I thought for a minute I was on a gondola.
Canal,
I was
it is.
Watching
yeah.
the video and I started swaying with the gondola video. And I'm like, man, I'm living through Buck right now. That was awesome.
I know.
What would it be like to live there?
I know. Amazing. But how much is he hating life right now? Okay. We've seen him walking up and down the halls.
Yeah,
he's
how
sick,
do you come back
and,
from Italy?
Yeah.
And although he did the right thing, though, he came back on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
which is good because you have to ease your way into it. It's like, let me put in a really tough 6 hours and then have a weekend.
Yes. That's how you do
what
it.
What would it be like, though, living in Italy, like on the water like that?
Amazing. Have you been to Italy?
No, have you?
Yes. And it's one of those places that if I get a chance to go back to Europe, I know there are a lot of places I want to see, but I want to go back to Italy. That's number one on my list. It's so amazing.
Would you move there?
Yes.
What about with kids? Is it a good place? Those homes didn't look safe. Because it's like, you know how like, we have a window right. and then you just, then the window's just to the ground? Like when you fall mm-hmm. out of a window there, it's right into the water. Like it's built on the water.
We went on this bus tour on the Amalfi Coast and you are riding in this tall bus and you're looking out your window and it is a straight drop down the cliff into the water. And, you know, these drivers are a little bit crazy. Not the bus drivers necessarily,
maybe
but the
drunk.
Other Italians. Yes.
Yeah, they're drunk because of all the wine.
Drink at
it's
lunchtime.
A great wine. Yeah.
Everybody drinks at lunchtime, takes a break, and comes back.
Oh, my God. I need to move there. This is really good. Yeah, I just thought those homes maybe weren't the safest for kids because they're built. They looks like they're built on the water.
I know.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And the food is just to die for. You come back and you're like, what am I eating? It's so flavorful over there. So Buck has got to make a lot of adjustments back into American society.
Yeah.
He's going to be suffering.
Good luck.
I took a vacation, but not so quite as far, obviously, to Orlando.
Yeah.
And I thought of you this weekend because you're always my go-to, Mark, with being a parent because you've got quantity.
Yeah.
You've got quantity of children. And so the more you have, the more you can deal with things. And this little boy fell off one of those splash parks in Orlando at one of the hotels. And an ambulance came and they had to come take him away. He broke his arm. And I'm looking around and there's so many dangers around this little park. Even though it had like the AstroTurf bottom, you see the slides are too hot. They're just scorchers.
Yeah.
And the boy fell off the slide. He zipped up and fell off it. And the boys are rough and the girls get pushed around. So I'm terrified as a parent to let my child just go on a playground and have fun. I've got to get over that because that's part of being a kid.
Yeah, but what do they say? You got to take your lumps, right? You just got to do it. I will say we were at a park the other day and there was this huge, huge like gaping hole in this, you know, you kind of climb up this thing and then there's the slides,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're on this like steel platform and there's this gaping hole in the middle and I'm going, why would they build it like this with this hole? Because kids could just fall out. But it was crazy. Kids have this sense, and I guess we lose it as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
They just, I don't know. They have this great impeccable balance.
Yes,
and they're
they
like
do.
Running by this thing. And then I'm going, oh, like I'm waiting for any moment for a kid to just totally nosedive off of this thing. But they don't do it. And I'm like, if I was up there, I'd fall off it just because, I don't know, maybe I'm old. I don't know. But I just would fall off. But they don't do it. But I think that's your job as a parent to kind of always worry about what probably won't happen.
Right.
Right.
Yes, but they are lower to the ground, so that helps. But I was thinking the same thing the other day. I said to Doug, I said, you know, I know she's our daughter, so I'm bragging, but I feel like Evelyn Jade has the best balance, and she's just so secure with her 2 feet planted on the ground, and she's got great posture and body awareness for a kid. But then I look around, all kids are like, they do have that more. What happens to us, Mark? We just get beat up by the world.
Well, the world beats us up, and then our equilibrium back to the wine. You know, alcohol affects your equilibrium, so I think that starts to play into it. You know
things
what I mean?
Things hurt more.
Yeah. Things. I mean, just getting out of bed hurts, like sometimes, right? The kids, man, kids are crazy. It's so funny, the resilience of kids. My second youngest boy, Trey, got in a fight with Austin, his older sister. Now, they're only about 12 months apart, and, that's not true. They're 14 months apart. I can't keep this straight. They're 14 months
that's
apart.
That's okay.
Yeah, and they got into a fight, and one of them ran into a wall. Now, Trey ran into a wall, and I said, Trey, did Austin push you into a wall? And he goes, no, I ran into it. And I said, well, describe to me how this happened. It was like you got into a fight, but then you just ran into a wall. He goes, I was so mad, I just wanted to run away from her, and I ran into a wall. He's got this big cut on his nose.
No, I'm
He's
sorry
got a
for
cut
laughing.
On his forehead. No, it's hilarious.
I'm laughing at the logic. Yes.
Me too, because I'm going, I don't understand. You just, he's like, I just had to run away from her. I was so mad, and I ran right into a wall. I was like, so you were so mad you couldn't see? And he goes, yeah, I couldn't see. I was like blind because I was so mad, and I ran through a wall. And I'm going, okay. I'm like, well, and see, that's the thing with kids, right? It's like, they don't always think.
No, they yeah. don't always think.
And he ran through a wall. But he'll make a full recovery. He'll be okay. But these are the things that happen.
Yeah. And you just have to let them take their lumps. That is good advice.
I think so.
My mom loves to send me articles on parenting, and she does a great job of sending me stuff that I really dig into and appreciate versus like the ticky-tacky stuff. They're like, Mom, come on, why are you reminding me of this? I know how to put right. my kid in a car seat. So she sent me this article the other day, and it was fascinating because it explained that the number one reason kids don't focus, you know, nowadays with little Johnny, little so-and-so, why can't you focus in class? Why can't you listen to me when I tell you, don't do this, don't do that? So what do you think the number one reason is? Because I thought of, before I read the article, I said, let me think about this. I can
screen
think of
time?
Two reasons. Yeah, that was my first guess
yeah,
was
that's
screen
my
time.
Guess, yeah.
I thought the whole article was going to be devoted to screen time. And my second guess was, well, because we're helicopter parents and we repeat ourselves so that it falls on deaf ears. Those yep. are my two guesses.
A lot of tune out with, yep.
A tune out. Maybe diet, maybe, you know, sure. all these. The answer was... because we don't let kids play as much anymore, go outside, spin around, fall down, develop the word I believe is proprioception. Is that it? Have you heard that term before?
Yeah, yeah.
Develop that sense
I mean,
of,
I don't know what the hell it means, but I've heard it.
This is so arbitrary, but I remember Chris Sims, when he was having some issues playing quarterback with the Bucks, and that was a big buzzword that came out. We all learned what proprioception. I'm going to have to Google that before I say it again. But in any case, they're developing that system of balance and body awareness. And when you don't allow them to do that, when we're constantly saying, be careful, don't spin around, you're going to fall down, you're going to do this, that it actually makes them not be able to focus because that's such an important system for them to develop that they're trying to do that while you want them to be focused on what you're saying. Does that
make
sense?
So it's like, yeah, so it's like a skill system. And if it doesn't develop, then it's always lacking.
Yes, and they're always kind of trying to develop
yeah,
it.
I like that.
And they're not paying attention to what you're saying.
Well, let me give you an example. And maybe this is not identical, but Thursday night there was the World Spelling Bee,
mm-hmm.
right? Did you hear there were eight winners?
There were eight winners whose names I could not pronounce very well.
Well, yeah. I couldn't even spell the contestants' names.
Right. Let's try to spell those names.
There were eight winners. And the reason why there were eight winners is because the kids went through all the hard words. And they felt like, okay, well, you guys all did great on the hard words, so you're all a winner. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking to myself, wait a minute. There's supposed to be a winner of the spelling bee.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's a competition. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a winner. But in 2019, it's okay if everybody's a winner. So I feel like if we go back to appropriations and I think just building up skills, are we really teaching the right message when we're saying, you know, you've all done such a good job. You all are the winners. Because then I think you miss that competitive skill where you're like, I have to continue to outsmart, to outseek, to outperform until I'm the last one standing. That really is the real world.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It was, even we were like hunter-gatherers, and probably before that, when we were some whatever being we were, you know, you did have to make it till the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And now I just feel like, everything's about protecting and overprotecting and underskilling. And it's like, man, this is so eight winners of the spelling. Why? Because you think it was hard enough and everybody did a great job?
Right. I know. It's ridiculous that you can't allow your kids to say, yes, I'm going to strive to be the best.
Right.
And maybe I'm not going to be the best. Somebody else is. And I'm going to try to be the best the next time.
Yeah. And I fell and got hurt because I tried. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then at least you're understanding the process. We're going to learn from it, make some adjustments, but the process these days is so diluted
mm-hmm.
with kids. And I think you're right. Like, you make a good point when you talk about the article about not letting your kids go out and play. I think it's almost crazy. The same parents that are complaining that their kids don't go out and play
mm-hmm.
are a lot of times the same parents that don't advocate for their kids to go out and play.
Right.
So what are you doing?
Exactly.
You know, right?
I notice, and I want to bring this up because I love following online on Instagram. It's a great account to follow. it's this damn house. Yeah, and that's your family.
Yep.
And I love, there was something today, there was a post up about bored. What to do when your kids say that they're bored. Mm-hmm. And it was an acronym. It was like B, be creative. O, outside play. And it was all these things to say, summer's here, but you know, so you guys put great stuff up there. But I noticed the kids are outdoors. They are physical. They are having a good time. How do you get them to do that? And here's my bigger question. How do you do that and survive? Because in this heat, I'm having a real hard time getting motivated to get my own butt outside.
Yeah, well, it's hard to do without a pool. So you got to have a pool, mm-hmm. especially in the weather's been the last couple of weeks. I think the first thing is you got to make it fun. So, you know, we invest in toys that are, you know, instead of investing in the latest Xbox upgrade or, you know, all of the equipment for your Twitch, you know, app or whatever, mm-hmm. Invest in the stuff outside to make it fun. So we've got this, you know, huge like football skills course thing that we bought and we set it up outside. The kids really get into that. You know, bikes, just, I mean, anything to get them excited about being outside. Even pool toys are great because it's a good, I tell you, the pool's, I think, maybe the best exercise.
Yes,
to be
it
honest
is.
With you.
They good don't for even, everybody.
Yeah, good for everybody. So, even I get in the pool, and even when I get in a pool with a beer, I still feel like I'm doing something, right? I got to stay afloat.
Tread water.
Yeah, I got to tread water to drink the beer.
And hold one hand and do that. You're right. Really getting a good workout.
Really hard work. I got to be honest with you. I really earned that beer. But yeah, I think you got to make it fun. If you look at all this stuff you invest in for inside, usually what you invest in for outside is like a fraction. Then you wonder why your kids don't really want to go outside because you didn't really make it fun for them to go outside. So I think that's a big thing. We just invest in outside stuff, outside fun. And then, so we go outside with them because I think it could, in a way, be a punishment where it's like, get out of the house, go outside. All of a sudden, outside's the punishment.
Right,
so
exactly.
Outside can't be. See, when I was growing up, okay. Inside was the punishment.
I think about the things I did when I was a kid outside, grew up here in this area, and I'm riding my bike, I mean, probably between, I mean, 7 years old, in creeks. In, you know, where there might be snakes, where you might fall down.
Yeah.
Just doing all kinds of, we try to do daredevil things.
Real life
and
stuff.
And I think
yeah.
that daredevil nature of kids is you have to develop it to some degree. Not everybody is going to be an Evel Knievel, be a total risk taker when they grow up, but you have to find your niche. And it's risk taking emotionally from the scary feelings you might get if you try something and also from a body position standpoint. So, outside play is great.
Think about back in the day when you would screw up and your parents would be like, go to your room, right? Okay. Think about what are in kids' rooms now. Go to your room. That's not a punishment.
No.
Okay. Kids' rooms now are like Chuck E. Cheese, for God's sake.
Right.
iPads, iPhones.
It's
flat screen TVs.
It's good stuff. It's
get out of here.
Relaxing.
Go to your room. Yeah. Go to your room is not the punishment. It's not the move anymore.
No.
So,
not at all.
Yeah. So I think we've kind of done it, society or, you know, parents or whatever, families. They've done it to themselves because they've stocked the inside with all of these toys that make it so easy. And, you know, I mean, I have friends who let their kids, they have access to their Amazon accounts, to the parents' Amazon mm-hmm. accounts. Mm-hmm. They log on and buy stuff whenever they want. The parents don't even know. The truck pulls up. They're like, what's this? Oh, it's Bobby ordered it. We'll give it to him. You know,
that's nuts.
I know.
And it just makes it too easy because it's too easy for me as an adult with Amazon.
Yeah.
So to teach kids that, no, I'm keeping that Amazon secret to myself, even though the boxes arrive all the time for me.
It's fun when they show up, though. I still get excited, even though if it's for me or not. I'm like, ooh.
And it was such little effort.
I know.
Into it, right?
I know.
Speaking of investing, you were talking about investing in outdoor pool stuff and fun stuff for the kids. It makes a lot of sense. How about investing in your child's future? Do you know that many parents are saying now that they're planning their child's career path at 5 years old? They know what they want little Cindy or little Evelyn or whomever to be when they grow up. At 5 years old, they've determined that. I do not know what I want to be when I grow up. I have no clue.
Yeah.
Well,
I've decided
and I'm okay with that.
That if I'm on the road to growing up, I need to switch roads because it just, yeah, growing up's boring, right?
Right.
Like, you don't want to grow up. Look, for those parents, I think first off, you're doing your kid a terrible disservice because what you're doing is you're building a wall around their self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, I like that. Yes.
Yeah, you really
good
are.
Insight.
So, because think about yourself, okay? Other people have ideas of what you should be,
mm-hmm.
okay? But how can somebody else's opinion possibly ever become your reality? How?
Right.
It's impossible. I gave up years ago worrying about what other people thought about me
mm-hmm.
because their opinions can't be my reality.
Right.
It's impossible. And in fairness, you have to act the same way. Like, you know, Roxanne, maybe I think that, you know, you should go and run a marathon. Mm-hmm. Like, just because it's my opinion. And you might just be like, but I'm self-aware to know that I don't want to do that.
Right.
I'm not interested. I mean, maybe you are. I don't know. But I'm just saying, you know, for me to project that upon you is totally unfair. Because you got to have the self-awareness mm-hmm. that would take control. Same thing with the kids. It's just too much pressure. I think, like, colleges now, that's why this whole college thing, I think, is becoming a real story where, oh, you have to go to this college, you have to major in this. And then the kids do it, and they're like, I'm miserable. I did this for my parents because they thought this was my image, that, you know, I needed to grow up in their image.
Right.
And I just think the worst thing you can do for your kid is really to allow or to disallow them to have their own self-awareness. And I even, when I talk to people, younger people that are in college, they'll come to the, you know, how they come to the radio station, mm-hmm. they talk, and they all want advice. And it's like, my advice is totally ignore what your mom and dad want you to be or do. Totally ignore them. And if it breaks their heart, so be it. Ignore them. It's your life. You only get one. You know who you are. You know what you want to do.
It kind of worked out that way because I followed what my dad wanted me to do, followed in his footsteps, made him happy, but it made him equally as happy when I said, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to remember as a parent and as an adult deciding what you want to do.
Well,
in life.
Your dad did you a big solid by saying that to you and kind of letting you go free.
Right.
Because so many parents don't. I mean, I can't tell you how many friends got out of law school and they said, this is miserable. And I'm like, what do you mean it's miserable? Law school, how could this be miserable? You've just conquered it. And they said, I've hated my life the last 3 years. I don't even want to be a lawyer. I'm broke. I have debt. And congratulations, mom and dad. I know you're going to be really happy telling your friends that your son's a lawyer, but I'm miserable. And I'm going, oh man, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
So I just tell my kids all the time, you just keep thinking about who you are. Don't worry about what you want to do.
Right.
Just keep thinking about who you are.
I love that. Who you are. And you know, when you try to pigeonhole your children when it comes to sports, that's dangerous too, because if you think they're great at something at 5, they may have peaked. When they're 12, they're not as good as the other 12-year-olds. They've caught up with them.
Yeah.
And it happens in other, you know, not just sports, but any sort of passion or activity. So I like that. Be who you are, not what you do. Let that carry you through life too.
There's a woman on my oldest son's, he'll be 12 this weekend, or maybe last weekend, whenever this podcast goes up. But either way, he'll soon be 12. And he plays football, and he's a quarterback of the team. And so he's 11 now. And one of the moms was talking the other day, and she's like, oh, does Tyler play any other positions except for quarterback? And I'm like, no, he doesn't. And she goes, oh, wow. Well, that must be nice where you just come in and you're the quarterback, you know? And I said, well, you know, it's interesting. I said, I used to think, like you thought, that you had to pay your dues and you had to, like, play every position and this and that. And I said, but here's the thing. All he does is study the quarterback position. He's not interested in tackling kids. He's not interested in kicking the ball. He loves being a quarterback. His skill set really only lends him to be the quarterback. He's not good at tackling. He's not very fast. But strategic-wise, he understands the concepts of the position very well. And so he's self-aware as to what he'll be good at. So that's what he does. Oh, my kid plays everything because, you know, he just feels like he has to know. And I said, hey, and that's
good for you.
That's great for your kid. I said, but I just feel like, and I told her, I used to think like you. I said, and I probably wasted a lot of years of my life in following the whole climb the ladder and this and that. But at the end of the day, when you become self-aware, I think that's kind of how you attain your freedom. And I tell my kids that all the time, too. You know who you are. Oh, my gosh. You've just cleared the path beyond anything mm-hmm. you could understand.
I am going to work on my self-awareness, and I'm aware that you have a vacation coming up. So get out of here, Mark. I'm so
glad
you hung out
with me today.
Cold
beer is in my self-awareness and my future. Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.